From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in charge of his transition team and replaced New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. Pence served six terms in the House of Representatives. In a statement Friday, Trump said that Pence would build on the initial work done by Christie. The New Jersey governor will remain as a vice chair of the transition effort. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort by serving on an executive committee. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has told the Wall Street Journal that he will consider keeping parts of the Affordable Care Act, which had been known as Obamacare. In his first interview since being elected Tuesday, Trump said he may keep the prohibition against denial of coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. He would also keep the provision that allows parents to keep their children on their insurance plans several years into adulthood. The president-elect said that he liked those two aspects of Obamacare very much. He said he reached his decision after Thursday's 90-minute meeting with President Obama at the White House. Trump had said that repealing the 2010 health care law would be one of his highest priorities after taking office. But in Friday's interview, he said of his conversation with Obama, "I told him I will look at his suggestions, and out of respect, I will do that." For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he and House Speaker Paul Ryan will work with President-elect Donald Trump to determine which issues to tackle first when he assumes office. The Kentucky Republican says he's confident the new administration will get off to a good start. McConnell said he and Speaker Ryan met with President-elect Trump Thursday to discuss the transition and their priorities once Trump becomes president in January.
We'll be discussing with him, you know, what makes sense to do first. And since we have a majority in all three bodies, we'll try to coordinate which issue comes first and second and third.
McConnell also predicted that major tax reform will come in 2017, as will a nominee for the Supreme Court. The court has needed a ninth justice since the late Antonin Scalia died earlier this year. Senate Republicans refused to consider President Obama's nominee, waiting for the outcome of this week's election. The president of the European Commission on Friday said that Donald Trump's election as president of the United States poses a risk to intercontinental relations. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Juncker called Mr. Trump completely unaware when it comes to Europe. He said he expects 2 years of progress to be wasted as the president-elect learns. He said, "I think that we'll waste time for 2 years while Mr. Trump tours a world that he is completely unaware of." President Juncker also acknowledged the differences between Trump's approach to issues of refugees compared with the EU. During the U.S. election campaign, candidate Donald Trump called into question the NATO alliance and was a vocal critic of the open border migration policies of some EU nations. U.S. President Barack Obama thanked the country's former service members for preserving America's democracy. Speaking at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington as part of a Veterans Day observance, Mr. Obama said the nation owes those who have served in the military a debt of gratitude.
And today, on Veterans Day, we honor those who honored our country with its highest form of service.
Earlier, the president laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, a memorial dedicated to unidentified military service members who were killed in combat. UN human rights monitors in Iraq say they have uncovered more evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State as the battle for Mosul advances. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said the violations include killings, torture, sexual exploitation, and recruitment of children as suicide bombers. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.